You know the story of the St. Louis ship, which we have in our Sherwin-Miller Museum. And I, again, was in charge of a program. In 1939, that was the last ship to leave Hamburg, Germany, for Cuba. And it took a great deal of persuasion and money to have these people leave Germany, most of them were children, for Cuba, where they were given asylum, were supposed to get asylum. Their parents, some relatives, already were in Havana. But when the ship came to Cuba, the government changed its mind and did not allow them port of entry. There were 936 people on that ship. There were telegrams sent and phone calls and what have you to the United States 90 miles away to allow those people, the children, to temporarily come to the U.S. And the answer was, our immigration quota is full. We're not taking any more people in. And the ship had no choice but to return to Europe. Some countries, Belgium, Holland, England, and France, took some of the people. Those who went to England did survive. Those other countries, when they were overrun by Germany, the people were trapped again. I know a child who is now my age who was on the ship. He's with his mother. His father was already in Havana. Blumenstein, Henry Blumenstein. They went back. His mother found a hiding place for him in Holland, where he was in hiding and survived. She herself was killed in Auschwitz, 90 miles away from our shores. Immigration, bureaucracy, anti-Semitism, and everything else combined. Unfortunately, the U.S. did not set out to help the Jews.
Why do you think the Jews were hated so much?
That is an age-old question, and you are a historian also. Ever since the destruction of the Second Temple, we have been all over the world. And as far as why, much of it goes to, sorry to say it, Catholic churches then sponsored anti-Semitism. And that goes back to the idea that the church perpetrated that the Jews killed Jesus. And as we, of course, know, Jesus was a Jew. And we respect Jesus. We only have one God. And it has been through the history, and it is now still going on, that this is the original hatred on which anti-Semitism was built. And I think there is more to it. There is some jealousy, because in many countries, Jews, by being studious and hardworking, have accomplished things and also maintained some traditions that were foreign, such as wearing certain clothes, covering the head. In Judaism, they are just like in Christianity, different traditions. There is the Orthodox branch, there are the conservatives, there is the Reform movement. We all believe in the one God, but we express our traditions in different ways. But there has been historically, and is again, the perception by people who hate Jews for all these reasons I just mentioned, that, you know, the old stereotypical stuff that is again being on internet and other places, the Jews rule the world, the Jews are this, the Jews are that. There is a poster which shows a caricature of a Jew with the flag of communism, the old Soviet flag, and our American flag representing capitalism. And there are people who blame the Jews for capitalism and for communism at the same time. It shows the ridiculous assumption, but this is being perpetuated by different people for different reasons, and what has been traditionally anti-Semitism is now by many translated into anti-Zionism. In other words, hate the Jews, hate Israel. Israel can do no good, no matter what, in the opinion of others, not my opinion.